This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to let me know what it is that's going on in your life, and hopefully you have a more reasonable response to the dog days of summer than I do, which is for some reason to be involved in major physical activity. Stupid, but it does prove to you that your pores still work. Okay, we were talking about childhood, and Manny, I think, has the story. I mean, I say it's the story to beat. This is not a competition. We're not doing, who can come up with the most shocking or who, this is not competitive misery. It's just that Manny, did you know you were going to tell us about that, or did that just sort of come out of nowhere?
It was the first thing to, it really kind of speaks to the question itself because, the question is, what's the most shocking thing or event from your childhood?
Yeah.
And when you asked me, like, that was the first thing that came to my mind right away. And it pretty much stands alone.
Well, good for you for... I mean, look, I've always been blessed with really wonderful producers. I really have. I mean, I've had a really long, wonderful career. And some of them, I would love to say that I've hired really good people, but by and large, I can usually fire someone, but I can't usually hire them. But, I really have been blessed with really good people who are supportive. And if you think about it, I would argue that most, with very few exceptions, my producers have been men for reasons I think that mostly have to do with just the percentage place is that most of the people in radio are still men. The hosts are men, the management is men, and the producers are men by and large. And I would argue, and Manny, you can tell me if this is true with you or not, that most of the men who get involved, especially on the production side of producers and engineers, got involved. Quite often, they were involved in college radio. And they went on and decided that rather than being a host, that they really liked the kind of nuts and bolts of it. And some of them still do both. But they really got involved primarily because of sports. Mm-hmm. And even a lot of the guys I know who do politics today started really wanting to do play-by-play or color. And so if you think about it, dealing with a woman, that would be me, dealing with somebody who's dealing with emotions, that would be me, is not what most of them signed up to do. And, yet I think I've been blessed by guys, and as we know, that some men, when faced with either a woman or emotions, tend to kind of shut down a little bit or kind of macho out. And I've really been blessed in having really smart, really dedicated guys who are perfectly willing to kind of go along for the ride and hopefully learn some stuff occasionally and be really kind without being obsequious to me. I don't think any of my producers have ever been even the least bit afraid of me. No one has ever been afraid of me, I think, my entire life, including my kid, which is just as well. But so I'm really blessed. And for Manny to be able to, that's a pretty scary memory, and I think a lot of guys who either would have blocked out the memory or certainly not shared it in the way you did. So kudos on a bunch of different levels. So there. All right, so can we go back to, we've got a couple more responses, and given the fact that the responses have been so extraordinary, let's finish them up, can we?
Yes, indeed. We continue on with Antonio. Antonio says, if you consider under the age of 18 being a minor slash child, I joined the U.S. Navy right out of high school. I was 17, a minor. I suppose I joined partly because of all the U.S. military be-all-you-can-be advertisements on TV.
Sure.
So the way I envisioned the military was a noble, honorable institution. This was in 1986 when HIV, AIDS, and gays in the military don't ask, don't tell controversy was in full swing. I am a heterosexual. During boot camp, I was singled out by a bully who was physically larger than myself, and I was ordered to call myself I was ordered to call myself a homosexual out loud in front of 100-plus people.
Whoa!
All of whom stood there and did nothing. Mind you, this was my workplace, and I was on the job, whereby this bully's co-worker's actions constituted sexual harassment in the workplace. Because I was new to the military, I was not familiar with how to file a complaint with the Uniform Code of Military Justice. This incident created a negative work environment for me, which led to depression, because in the military, you can't leave to remove yourself from the situation. Anyways, this was the most traumatizing incident that occurred to me while I was a minor. I was shocked and devastated to think Uncle Sam would sexually harass me like that. Note, in 2008, I filed a civil complaint against the United States, but the case was dismissed for several reasons, such as statute of limitations. Jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Being in the Uniform Code of Military Justice, etc.
Let me just say something to support you in this. First of all, I'm really sorry for this having happened to you. I'm delighted you did something about it, even though the court system and the military court of justice didn't really, wasn't for perfectly, I suppose, legitimate reasons, did not give you the outcome you wanted. But at one point, I interviewed a number of women who had similar story I think most of them had not only been harassed, but some of them had been raped in the military. And they felt exactly the same way that you did, in that they felt that they went in being very idealistic, wanting to serve their country, feeling that this was an honorable group. And I think they came out feeling that most people were honorable, but that the military had been very remiss in ferreting out the people such as the one who harassed you and taking care of its own. And they felt absolutely as you did. They went in idealistic, wanting to serve their country, feeling patriotic, and were just devastated that they didn't get the support from what they viewed as their fellow soldiers, male or female, in this. I would hope that this has changed somewhat. And partially because of the courage of people like you and people like these women who are willing to stand up against the code, which is not to say the military, by and large, are not honorable people, because they are, and not to say that they are not patriotic, because they are. But when you have a system that really supports silence as a way of dealing with problems, and you have a closed system, then this is the kind of abuse that could occur. And I think the military itself, from the highest to the lowest in terms of rank, have understood this and understand the only way to have a healthy, appropriate, patriotic, honorable group is to face some of these kind of issues. So I'm terribly sorry that it happened. I'm delighted that you did something about it, and hopefully you feel, as I do, which may be a trifle naive, admittedly, that things are changing. And as Manny and I discussed last week, are baby steps okay when you really want massive change? And I think that's an open question, to be quite honest. That on the one hand, you'd say, well, things don't change until there are some steps in the right direction. But those baby steps can bleed off some energy that might encourage larger changes. So I don't know what the answer is, but I would hope. And I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear from other people in the military that, yes, it's changed, or no, it hasn't changed, or, when somebody tried to pull this kind of nonsense on me, somebody stood up. It is an issue and will continue to be an issue as long as they say, that evil triumphs when good people do nothing. Walter, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Joy. You know who I am, right?
I do. You're Walter.
Yeah.
Hi, Walter.
Hey, I just caught up to your little interview here that you did on Listen to Free Radio Online.
Yeah.
And on the 26th, Dory, Kenny's wife, chimed in saying it was a good assessment, but there's more to the story. Well, there is a lot more to that story. That hour and 42 minutes that you saw on the screen just touched it.
I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold. We come back. You can kind of summarize the story as far as it went, and then you can tell me what else went on, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
View ProMax filter technology from ProPure removes over 200 contaminants from your drinking water, including the stuff you don't taste, smell, or see, like PFOA. ProMax is independent lab tested to NSF standards. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Ask about our free shipping special on ProMax. Don't drink just any water. Drink ProPurified water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, sometimes what we're also talking about is your memories. It's not only what's going on now, but what you remember, because it will influence. You know, we are our memories, right? And people who lose their memories, who are amnesic, supposedly you never forget your name. Supposedly that's how you tell the difference between real amnesia and faked amnesia, is that you remember your name, you just don't remember very much about yourself. which would be kind of scary. Whenever I see movies that talk about wiping out your memory, I sort of feel an incipient anxiety attack. All right, we're talking about Walter, or we're talking to Walter. Walter, tell me what you were specifically referring to here. What is it that you feel was only part of the story? Set it up for me.
Well, you know, Michael was the main character, and he was like you'd call it the cowboy at the head of the this run that we had. And it started way back in the middle 80s. And, you know, a dollar here, a dollar there, free food, free soup. And, you know, it just escalates from there. And 75-80% of the police department was taking free stuff. I can't speak for the whole department back then in the 80s or who was taking money. But there was a lot of people that retired when after I got arrested in 88. And
Stop. What were you arrested for?
I was arrested for supposed to be a robbery in East New York, and that was with Chickie. That was back in July of 88.
Who's Chickie?
He was in the movie, too, Chickie Guevara.
All right, remind me a little bit, because I'm losing a little bit of focus here. All right, so the movie we're talking about is?
The 7-5.
Okay, got it.
Entry.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So, and the idea being that we were talking about corrupt cops.
Right.
By and large. Okay. And yeah. Were you a cop at the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was at the 7-5. I was in the movie. I was in the movie, Troy.
Okay.
I was the cop that said this would scare Clint Eastwood.
Got it. Okay.
All right. Me and Chickie got arrested back in 88. And the money was just flowing and flowing and flowing and flowing. And it wasn't robberies or stick-ups, a lot like some people think. It was going to pick up bags of money before the dealers came and got it. And we would just take it. And we got tips from the other dealers.
So how did this whole thing start?
It's hard to say. The first time I got
from your perspective, from your perspective, tell me from your perspective how it started.
The first time I got money was in Queens when I was a rookie. I walked in on a DOA, and you know, the cops were already there from that precinct, and they were going through the floorboards and pulling up all kinds of stuff, money, drugs, pills. And I was just standing there, and there I was about 3 weeks out of the police academy, and they all turned around, and they had no idea I was standing there. By the end of the day, I had $1,000 in my pocket and told to keep my mouth shut.
Did they threaten you? Or did they threaten you or bribe you or a combination?
I'd have to say it was more like a test.
Well, but was there an implied threat? I mean, look, as you say, why did you become a cop to begin with?
Hell, the pay was good. The benefits were good.
Okay.
And I became a cop. It was a job.
All right. So this was not a calling as far as you're concerned. This was not serve and protect. This was, it made economic sense.
I don't think anybody has a calling. I can't speak for everybody, but I can't say everybody has a calling to become a cop. You develop that in the police academy. You develop that in the police academy.
Well, I'm not sure that's completely true. I know people who, you know, and maybe they just sort of talk the talk rather than walk the walk, but they really felt that they grew up in compromised circumstances, and they felt that they needed to protect the neighborhood or protect those who were bullied or protect those who were less able to protect themselves, or because they had a family history of. So I think there are people who viewed it as a calling.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
But it develops more
in the police academy. You know, they show you what you can do, how you can help, you know, power that you have, and things along those lines. Then you get to a place like East New York, Brooklyn, where every other block is burned down, every other corner is a shootout, 300 murders a year, and the people in the neighborhood don't care about themselves, and you get the attitude that you stop caring about them.
Now, that happens. How quickly did that happen? You say you were 3 weeks out of the academy. Is that when it occurred? It sounds more like...
No, that's when I first got some money. But 6 months later, when I was on the job for about a year, like, I ended up in the 7-5. And it was just miserable, just like it was in the movie.
Right. I mean, so you weren't in the 7-5 to begin with. That wasn't you were exposed to the corruption and the money and the deals well before the 7-5.
Right.
Okay.
Oh yeah, absolutely. 7-5 wasn't the only.
So you're saying it wasn't? Yeah, you're saying it wasn't unique at all.
No. Maybe more extreme than most.
Okay.
But it was going. It goes on even in good neighborhoods. You know, this drug dealing in good neighborhoods.
Do you think it's still going on?
To a point. I can't say it's as extreme as it was back in the 80s. But yeah, I'm sure it's going on to a point.
All right. So keep up with the story. So somebody offered you $1,000. What year was this?
1986.
All right, so it's basically 30 years ago, 29 years ago. So $1,000 was a fair. How much were you being paid? How much was your salary in 1986?
Oh, probably bringing home $425, $450 a week.
All right, so that was awesome. Basically, yeah, so it's a month's salary at that moment. Somebody gives you a grand, and it's tax-free. Okay.
Tax-free, cash,
okay,
tens and 20s.
Okay, so did you have any second thoughts about taking it? Did you think about saying, no, you know, I'll keep my mouth shut, but I don't want the money? Or that never
couldn't
could be?
Couldn't. Like I said, you in the police academy, you know, blue don't tell on blue, just like it was said in the movies.
Yeah.
They're giving me this, there's seven of them, giving me a bag of money, and in that was, now I'm one of the brethren.
Okay, so you're now on the in group. So then what happened next?
Probably started doing things on my own. I had a little crew going on myself, and we were making friends with drug dealers, and we were pulling money off the street.
All right, now when you say making friends with drug dealers, does that mean that you were shaking them down? You were saying, look, if you want us to turn a blind eye, it's going to cost you?
If you want us to stop shaking you down and taking your money, pay us half of what we're stealing from you, and we'll leave you alone and let you roll.
So how much were you... All right, let me put you on hold. When we come back, I want to know how much you're talking about, how it went on, and what happened and what we didn't see in the movie. All right, stay tuned. This is, I guess, the story behind the story. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty. We're talking with Walter, who is sort of giving us the backstory to a really scary movie called The 7-5, which was a look at police corruption during the 80s in the 75th Precinct, where it was... At one point, the subject was referred to as the dirtiest cop in New York at the time, I think. All right, so Walter was there. Walter was part of it. Walter was basically a rookie at the beginning. And was actually in the 75, in the 75th precinct, and so
right.
He was paid his first couple of weeks out of the academy. He was given in cash essentially a month's salary and told to keep his mouth shut. So then, after a year, you were transferred to the 75, And so what happened then?
Just like Kenny said in the movie, you hear about this guy, Mikey Dabb, he's dirty. At first, it was rumored that he was wearing a wire for internal affairs. Then it was rumored that he was dirty. I met him in 1986. And he, first night I worked with him, he got me in trouble.
In what way?
Well, we had the opening down in Martin Luther King Park. And it was 4 to 12, and I'm walking out the back precinct doorway, and I'm walking. It was about a half a mile walk, and he runs up behind me, taps me on the shoulder. He says, "Come on, let's ride out there." I thought he had a radio car. Well, we got in his Hyundai, and we drove out there, and basically we never got out of the car. We ended up going to a local bodega. We got some food. We got some beer. We sat in his car most of the early part of the evening, drinking beer and eating hamburgers.
So you were supposed to be on foot patrol, and he basically sort of said, "Come on, let's go get something to eat."
Yeah, and we talked, and we kind of felt each other out, and we were seen by internal affairs. And within a week or two, we were both hauled into internal affairs about being off post and things like that. And the main thing internal affairs wanted to know is if Michael was drinking, if we were drinking beer. They didn't care what I was doing at all. They said, "You could be Detective Trimboli." He said to me, he said, "I don't care if you were smoking weed." He said, "I just want to know what Michael Dabb was doing."
So they were after him.
Yep. And I swore up and down that, you know, we were sitting in the car and that's it. You know, we weren't drinking. We weren't doing anything. Michael lost 30 days for sitting in his car, and I think I lost like a day of vacation for sitting in the car. So when Michael found that I could keep my mouth shut, we became friends, so to speak. You know, I knew what he was doing. He knew what I was doing. I was taking money. He was taking money.
Walter, at the time, were you married or single?
Going through a divorce.
I bet. Did you tell anybody about this? Did anybody other than fellow police officers know about this? Did you tell go ahead.
Not even too many fellow police officers knew that I was taking money. Just in a little circle. Michael, Kenny, Chicky.
All right, so what percentage of the total cops do you think were taking money?
In the 7-5 at that time?
Yeah.
It varied from, you know, taking a little bit of money to taking a lot of money. I'd have to say 65% of the precinct was taking something. 75% of the precinct that was in the street was taking something.
Now, when you say something... Price. Does that include free meals, or does that include cash or drugs?
All of the above. You know, there's, you know, tires, get your car worked on for free, food from the local butcher shops, beer from the bodega, free food from the diners. You know, people classified that I was taking drug money, that, you know, I was a bad guy. So, you know, who's worse, the guy that's taking pizza or a guy that took $25? What's the difference?
Well, most pizzas aren't worth $25, but I hear, and I think that most police departments feel that way now, that the notion that, well, you know, a guy was just appreciative of the fact you kept the neighborhood safe, so he's going to give you an occasional free pizza, is no longer allowed, as far as I understand it, in theory. Right, so
wasn't allowed. Sure, it wasn't allowed back then.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it makes some sense. I mean, you know, the first step is always the hardest. After that, it's pretty easy. All right. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So what happened? All right. So how long before you got busted? And why did you get busted?
About 2 years. You know, I don't want to get into, you know, into that first case, you know, not over the phone. But, you know, I don't want to spend the whole afternoon on the radio. But as far as the documentary goes, there are hundreds and hundreds of hours of interviews with me and the other characters in the film that, you know, could be made into a 10-week documentary on Showtime. And that would tell, you know, my story, Kenny's story, more in depth.
What's different about What's different about your story than the documentary?
Well, it runs along the same lines. But, you know, like I said, me and Chickie got arrested in 1988 for this, you know, alleged robbery that wasn't a robbery. And we both went into detail about what that event was all about.
So what was the difference between what was and the fact that it was called a robbery? What actually happened?
We were just picking up a bag of money. That's all. We didn't rob the place.
So it was just a drop.
We didn't kidnap anybody. Yeah, it was a money place. It was a money drop. And we got there 5 minutes late. And we got accused of robbing the place and stealing and kidnapping the cashier. And this is a place where I get my cigarettes almost every night for free.
So who accused you? Internal affairs?
Yeah. Internal affairs was the one that finally arrested us. So, but like I said, Joy, you know, I hope you enjoyed the movie. There's a feature being made. Books are coming out. Yeah, books are being written. Books are coming out. And, you know, there'll be more to the story coming out.
Well,
you know,
Walter, I think calling it enjoyable, I thought it was horrifying. I mean, the fact that Mickey Dowd is kind of charismatic doesn't offset the fact that the people that you trust to kind of uphold the law were the ones who were really abusing it in some scary kind of ways. But it was fascinating. I'm not sure enjoyable is the word. So do you feel that you were singled out unfairly?
No.
You deserved it.
Sure. I did 2 prison stints. I went away to prison twice.
All right. So
in
88
and 92.
All right, so
I did a total of 6 years.
Why the second time?
Well, second time I got wrapped up with Michael's arrest in 1992, which I had nothing to do with.
So you were unfairly arrested the second time?
Yeah, I was pretty much arrested because I guess you laid down
by association.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so let me ask you a couple more questions, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
So the notion is that cops have a difficult time in prison. Is that true or not true?
I did okay. I mean, I kept my nose clean. I stayed away from the gambling and the drugs and, didn't get involved in much of anything. I ended up working in the grievance office in the law library. Nobody really knew that I was a cop.
Go ahead. You in jail what?
I was in general population. I had a few people that knew I was a cop, got into a couple of fights over it, you know, and held my own and walked tall. I walked with everybody. I didn't hide. I was there.
Do you have kids?
It's getting a little personal, Joy. Of course I have kids.
Well, not of course. Some people do, some people don't. Would you encourage a child of yours, a son or a daughter, to go into the police force or not?
No.
Why not?
Because of what I went through.
Do you think things have gotten better? Do you think they've changed?
I guess. I don't live near New York anymore. And, you know, I watch the news and, you know, I see things. But, you know, it happens. It does. And it's still happening. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there was another. You still there, Joy?
I am. I'm still here.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's another scandal, you know, in the next few years.
All right, let me put you on hold one more time. All right, and then just a couple more questions, and I'll let you go. 855-993-7569. Stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Walter, who's one of the, I would say characters, but that's one of the personalities, let's say, in the 75, which is a story about the 75th Precinct during the 80s, where there was widespread corruption. It was the height of the cocaine. I think calling an epidemic is probably accurate. Walter,
yeah.
Let me ask you a couple more questions. Do you have any regrets? Are there things that if you had it to do over, you would do differently?
Oh, sure. I probably wouldn't have started taking money had I known how it was going to turn out. You know, the, like I said, in the police academy, you know, you come out, God, wearing blue uniform. And nobody's going to tell you that you're lying or that you did something wrong. You know, I happened to get caught red-handed. Of course, in hindsight, is always 20/20. And I would have loved to do 20 or 25 years unscathed. However, you know, the way my life has turned out, I'm happy with what I have now. I have a family. I don't want for anything. Everything I have now is legit. I don't drive a new car, but it gets me to the store.
So
I'm happy with
my
life now.
Let me ask you a couple more questions. What do you do now without sort of compromising yourself? I assume you still use your own name, yes?
No. I still do social work. No. I still do social work.
Okay.
And so, I pretty much help people out in the community get what they need from entities like Social Security and places like that.
Do you do it as volunteer or do you do it as a living, as a way of making
it? I do it for a living. I've been doing the same thing for 19 years.
Okay. Do you feel like in some ways this is your redemption, this is your way of giving back or not?
I don't know if I'm ever going to get redemption, but yeah, I'm giving back. I'll probably work twice as hard now taking care of people.
For a lot less.
Yeah, for a lot less.
Are you in touch with any of the dudes that you were involved with at the 75 or not?
Well, as soon as I'm finished talking to you, I'm going to text Michael.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm in touch with them.
Do you guys get together and have reunions or not?
Only when there's a film premiere. Really, we're pretty spread out across the country now.
All right, let me ask you, just out of curiosity, tell me why you called me today. Tell me what the motivation was.
Well, every once in a while, I look up the 75 online, and there you are, and you did about 2 minutes on the 75.
Yeah.
You know, Michael being a cowboy and such. And about a month or two ago, I listened to an interview you did with Kenny. I don't know if it was over the phone or FaceTime. And you were asking, you know, if how much his three-quarter pension is and things like that. So when I saw you on today, I figured, let me see what she has to say. You know, right. I'm not looking for positive. I'm not looking for negative. You know, people are going to still say he was, you know, a dirtbag and such. And that's okay. I was.
Yeah.
You know, face fact, you know, I was.
Now, were you using drugs at all during this time?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. That certainly makes the road to hell a little slicker, doesn't it?
Well, you know, I wasn't robbing people to support my drug habit. Every time I took
you
money from a drug dealer, I was walking away with a kilo of cocaine also. So, you know, I'd snap off a chunk and then unload the kilo.
So you were dealing, right, as well as using?
No, I was selling it back to the drug dealers that we made, quote-unquote, friends with.
Got it. All right.
You know, it was their competition that I was sitting on. They would tell me and my little crew where stuff was, and we'd go and get it.
All right. So, presumably you steal from drug dealer A and sell it to drug dealer B, right? You wouldn't steal from A and then sell it back to A, would you? Or would you?
No. Our thing was to put people out of business, and we did. You know, basically, you know, if you want to look at it on a long scale, we did put drug dealers out of business. You know, we took all their money and all their drugs. You know, they either had to make up for it or leave town. In the movie, you know, Adam Diaz said, you know, you have to be responsible with what you have, and he survived by being responsible with what he had. Other drug dealers, if they weren't responsible, they were out of business. They had to leave town.
What does responsible mean in this particular context?
Well, if let's just say if a drug dealer got two keys of cocaine on the arm, he owes his main supplier, let's say, $40,000. if he loses those 2 kilos of cocaine and has no money to give his main supplier, he better get himself out of town.
So the idea of being responsible wasn't being too greedy.
He's on this lower drug dealer is on the hook for 2 kilos. If he can't pay up, he better leave.
But presumably he didn't lose the 2 kilos on purpose. It was taken from him.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It wouldn't have mattered.
All right, let me ask you one more question, then I promise I'll let you get in touch with Mickey. I'd say give him my best, except that sounds completely inappropriate. Why did you not protest the second conviction, given the fact that you were innocent of the charge? You did.
Oh, I did.
They just didn't believe you.
No, I did. I was facing 37 and a half to life on my second arrest. And I told the judge, I said, I didn't do this. And he said, well, he says, if you lose trial, I'm going to start at 37. And, you know, got to admit, my knees buckled. But I stuck to my guns. I got a really good lawyer out on Long Island. She believed in me. And I walked out of the courtroom with a 2-4 sentence. So how do you go from 37 and a half to 2 years?
You make a deal.
No, I didn't make a deal. I took a trial.
So you got convicted on a lesser charge?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and they charged me 3 felonies.
I assume that you, because what, it's a Son of Sam law that because you were convicted of a felony, you don't make any money off the documentary or the feature film, right? You're not allowed to make any money off of it. Is that correct?
I don't know. I'd have to ask my attorney about that, but I'm not looking to make money off of it.
Yeah, I think it's true. I think that's the whole deal, is if if you've committed a felony, you can't make money off the movie or the book. I think that's true.
I don't know the particulars on it. I guess if I was Sam and I wrote about, you know, things that Son of Sam did, I wouldn't make money.
Well, no, you could make money. If you wrote about it, you could make money on it, but Sam can't. And you can't make any money on anything that you where you were involved in the commission of a felony. If you wrote a book about talk radio, in theory, I think you could make money on it. Walter, I appreciate your calling. I'm glad you're on the straight and narrow. And thanks for sharing with us. It's kind of alarming, but illuminating. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.